Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Hello and a happy Wednesday morning to you. My name is Greg DeMarco. This is another edition of Chair Shot Radio. Chair Shot Radio is a part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, which you can find at thechairshot.com. Follow along at Chair Shot Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's the social media account for thechairshot.com, where we bring you sports, entertainment, and of course, sports entertainment. Like I said, my name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on those same platforms. That's the Facebook, that's the Twitter, that's the Instagram at Chair Shot Greg. We love to call it the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. Most of you may not remember this, but when Facebook first came out, it was actually called the Facebook, and the website was thefacebook.com. And try typing it in now, thefacebook.com, and watch what you get redirected to. So just a little tip from your good friend, Greg DeMarco. Of course, this is the daily fix, the daily drop of Chair Shot Radio. Yesterday, I talked about the Randy Orton pace and how it applies to life in general. I believe it's a great read or a great listen, so go back there and check that out. Today, we're talking about the WWE Network and the transition over to NBC Universal's streaming platform of Peacock. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking about that. Of course, tune in every single day to Chair Shot Radio. We've got different topics to talk about, lots of fun as we kick things around here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. And listen to the other content as well. It's Wednesday. That means you've got the Babyface Heel podcast coming up later today. Tomorrow, Thursday, you've got another edition of Chair Shot Radio, followed by Badlands, followed by the Hashtag Miranda Show, followed by Pod is War. There's a ton of great content on Friday, Chair Shot Radio, and a winner is you. Saturday, of course, you got the DWI podcast, more Chair Shot Radio. Just so many more great shows as we continue that cycle in and throughout the week. I could go on and on and on, but I'm already getting ahead of myself, and there will be more editions of Chair Shot Radio for you to listen to and catch up. The Chair Shot Radio schedule, of course, today is Wednesday. I'm Greg DeMarco here with you. Tomorrow, Thursday, will be Ray Cash and Darren Mags Kirkby. Friday will be PC Tunney as he brings you Monday and Friday. Saturday, Christopher Platt and Andrew Belaz. Sunday, Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. Monday, back to PC Tunney, and we finish off your seven-day cycle with me, Greg DeMarco, on Tuesday. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of everything that we do here at thechairshot.com. We couldn't thank you enough. But today's edition, I am going to talk about the NBC Universal / WWE Network deal. Now, if you don't know, for a paltry sum of $1 billion, that's $200 million per year for 5 years, NBC Universal has basically, and this is important to listen to because a lot of people misinterpret what actually happened here, they've basically licensed exclusive rights to distribute the WWE Network in the United States via their Peacock platform. Let me tell you that again. For $1 billion, $200 million per year for the next 5 years, starting in March, NBC Universal has licensed exclusive rights to distribute the WWE Network in the United States via their Peacock platform. Now, to give you a sense of where we're at subscriber-wise, the WWE Network domestically has about 1.1, a little more, but 1.1 million domestic subscribers. Disney Plus, let me jump in. Peacock has currently, as of December, 22 million subscribers. Disney Plus has over 73 million subscribers. So that shows you where WWE is in the grand scheme of things with their network. Now, they're a niche market. It's a lot harder to grow a niche product on a streaming platform. A lot of those die. And the fact that WWE has been able to do this and maintain this at a successful rate is good. They're about 1.6, 1.5 million subscribers globally. 1.1 million of those domestically here in the United States. Now, I wanted to give you that because a lot of people think that NBC Universal is doing this to put a huge improvement on their subscribers. But considering overlap, they're not even probably getting a million subscribers out of this. Granted, even if they're getting a million subscribers at the $5 a month, that's another $5 million a month, $60 million a year. That's still pretty darn good. But they're paying $200 million a year for it. Now, some other key points for you to understand. Again, I said that they have paid to license exclusive rights to distribute the network content. WWE still owns all of the content on that service. Peacock will stream live specials like WrestleMania, SummerSlam, presumably takeovers, and all other events that we would usually see on the WWE Network. Plus, all of that on-demand content, everything from Chronicle to Breaking Ground, which go back and watch that if you never did. It's amazing. All the weekly editions of NXT, which are also on USA Network, also owned by NBC Universal. You've got all those WrestleManias, all those pay-per-views, all the specials, everything WCW, ECW, the NWA content they have, all the classic old-school content, over 17,000 hours of on-demand content coming over to Peacock as part of this deal. And they're going to do it for a subscriber cost of $4.99 per month. That's the premium cost or the subscription cost for Peacock. That's half of what we pay for the WWE Network right now, right? Less than half of what we pay currently for the WWE Network right now. So the most most likely the current domestic subscribers will just roll right into Peacock and immediately cut their monthly cost in half. Now, Peacock does have ads, and if you go up to the $10.99 per month price, which is what we're paying anyway, then you can get the quote-unquote ad-free version. Now, ad-free is never ad-free anymore. There's still some ads here and there, and that's just the way business works. It's still a big freaking deal, all right? And I want to talk to you a little bit more about what that is, and then we'll go into what it means. So, WWE has now stabilized their network revenue at $200 million per year. Recently, at 1.1 million domestic subscribers, they were getting about $120 million per year, plus incurring all the costs of hosting this network. Now, they'll still retain some of those costs, of course, through their international distribution, but you're basically gaining $80 million in revenue, and let's just say they're saving $20 million over the course of a year in hosting. And I don't know that number, right? But that's a $100 million swing that they're getting over a course of 5 years. That's $500 million that they have just improved, all right? It's basically profit. Some of it's invisible profit, but it's basically profit that WWE has garnered out of this deal. That's huge, right? And here's what it also does, all right? It increases their revenue and then stabilizes it. It significantly reduces their cost, and it further entrenches their product as a mainstream product, not a niche product, not a professional wrestling product. Now, I've got a few points about what this means, about five of them, and I'm going to go over. But first, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back with exactly what this means.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So what does this all mean, man? What does it mean? Well,
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to go over some things with you. But just again, remember, $200 million per year, $1 billion deal over five years. All of us local subscribers or domestic subscribers rolling in at a cost of $499 a month, half what we're paying now. WWE, as we've known for decades, is not a wrestling product. It's a TV studio, a movie studio, and the subject matter for the majority of their entertainment-focused productions is wrestling. I don't even know if we can call what WWE does sports entertainment anymore. As I would present to you that the NFL and the UFC are largely presented as sports entertainment spectacles now, and WWE has grown even further beyond that. All right, look at the things that we're seeing now that take place in the Thunderdome. All right, Randy Orton yesterday, great example of that. He's setting people on fire. He was set on fire. All the cinematic things that we've done that have become a big part of professional wrestling, WWE has mastered and has really taken their product far outside the realm of sports entertainment. Point number two, Vince McMahon, as a business person, ranks among the most brilliant. He has turned a carny operation into a multi-billion dollar venture that cannot be stopped. It cannot be beaten. If you're complaining about Vince McMahon, the booker, at this point in time, you're just proving how little you know about what you're watching. He's not booking wrestling because they're not putting on wrestling. I book wrestling. All right, I've talked about this before. Booking and writing are two different things. Booking is the general direction. Okay, I want X person to be my world champion. Writing is, here are the 17 steps we're going to take to get there. Producing is, here's how we do step one. Here's how we do step two. Here's how we do step three. That's writing. That's booking, producing. That's booking, writing, and producing in that order. Booking at the top, direction, writing, and then how you get there, and then producing each step of the way. What happens? All right? That's what they're doing. So if you're complaining about Vince McMahon the booker, you just don't know what the hell you're watching. And at this point, I don't have any time for that because you're complaining about things that it's like you're complaining about the taste of your pizza when you're actually eating seafood. That's literally what it's like when you complain about WWE in a wrestling scope. Point number three. All Friends Wrestling, All Elite Wrestling, AEW, a wrestling show, is in no way in competition with WWE. It's in no way in competition with NXT because NXT falls under the WWE banner and is part of this deal. Remember, NXT is getting between $30 and $50 million a year to be on the USA Network. And that is a steal for USA Network. I don't care what you say. To call it apples and oranges isn't even a fair comparison to comparing apples and oranges. Because at this point, they're not even both fruit anymore. Okay, if AEW is fruit, WWE is steak. I don't know. All right, WWE is you know, fucking football equipment compared to the fruit that AEW is. Who knows? They're just that different. So we can't compare them anymore because they're just not even the same thing. And the only reason that you as fans compare it is because that's what we're conditioned to from the Monday Night Wars and so much more. And that's what everyone's beloved AEW is going to do, is continue that comparison. Point number four. If Vince McMahon is ever going to sell WWE, And I personally believe that is his exit strategy at some point. I don't think his exit strategy is to retire and turn this thing over to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. To me, when Vince is done, the WWE as we know it is done because he will sell it. That sale pretty much has to be to NBC Universal, at least if he's going to do it at any point in the next 5 years. They are that far entrenched with WWE. Yes, we have the Fox deal, and that's fine, and that could continue. That's a large money-making deal. But if they were to sell, I think it would have to go to NBC Universal. If they sold to somebody else, well, then this deal just made it that much more attractive. They now have two different billion-dollar TV deals, a third that is nearing $1 billion, a fourth that is still, you know, if it was renewed, probably going to be worth over $200 million over the same time frame. Now you're talking about almost basically $3 billion worth of TV deals over a five-year period. That's $600 million a year. Is that NFL money? No. But the NFL doesn't put out content, you know, 52 weeks a year. WWE does. It is a bargain to get WWE onto your network, onto your platform, because you get it for the whole year, and no one else does that. Fifth point, pay-per-views. If you didn't already believe this, you should now. Pay-per-views are just another stop along the same road as Raw and SmackDown. Even WrestleMania, the granddaddy of them all, won't be fully set until the Raw and SmackDown before. It's an ongoing loop. And they have to do that to keep the modern-day casual fan engaged. All right, you and I might look for long-term storylines. We long for the days where we knew the WrestleMania main event in January, and then we built towards it. But that's not going to keep today's average watcher engaged. They got you. They got me. If you're listening to this podcast, and a lot more of you are, and we appreciate that, they've got you. All right, your mind's made up. It's that weekly television viewer. They got to keep doing new and exciting things each and every week and proposing and presenting new developments to keep them going. That's who they need to be focused on right now, not us. Bottom line in all this is huge. And it gives WWE an even stronger stranglehold on the pro wrestling industry that they really aren't even a part of anyway. They've gone so far outside of it, they're not part of the wrestling industry. But that's how amazing this is. They still get to claim it. They still get to be the top dogs. And there's nothing that any of us can do about it.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
And that will wrap things up for this Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. I appreciate you listening. As you know, my name is Greg DeMarco. You can find me on your social media at Chair Shot Greg. You can also find the website on your social media. That's the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram at Chair Shot Media. I'm in the car, by the way. This is now driving with DeMarco, just so you know, in case you hear any noises. TheChairShot.com is the website for all of your wrestling reviews, opinions, and analysis. But really, it's sports entertainment and sports entertainment. We've branched off in the NFL. You know we got bandwagon nerds and everything that goes along with that, our pop culture venture. We also have A Winner Is You, where we cover the video games. So much going on there. And so much more. So go out there, visit TheChairShot.com and be a part of it. You heard it in the commercial. You heard Kenny Killa, TheChairShot.com. Just go. You'll love it. There's something for everyone. If there's something we don't have that you want us to have, let me know. You can email me, GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com, and I would love to have that discourse and that conversation with you. That's what we're here for. We're just like you. We're fans that have grown into so much more, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. If you want to write for the site, be a part of anything, hit me up there as well. GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com. Would love to lock you in, especially some of that non-wrestling content that we're trying to grow so much. Would love to have you there as well. Listen, it's Wednesday. This is the Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. You got Mags and Ray tomorrow. Listen out for that. Also, listen out for Babyface Heel Podcast, the Hashtag Miranda Show, Badlands, Outsider's Edge, A Winner Is You, DWA Podcast, so much more coming up between now and this weekend's Royal Rumble. We've got lots of Royal Rumble content on the website as well, so check that out. go over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. Of course, lots of great colors, sizes, styles, so much you can do. A couple other deals for you. Of course, you know I'm affiliated with a couple brands, Iron and Cloth. That's ironandcloth.co. Use that promo code DeMarco to save yourself 10%. And Not Dead, Can't Quit. Life's tough, be tougher. Go to NDCQ. That's NDCQ.com. Use the promo code DeMarco. Save yourselves a whopping 30% on your purchase there at Not Dead, Can't Quit. NDCQ.com. Listen, we appreciate you so much for being a part of this, being a part of the movement. As Christopher Platt always puts it on Chair Shot Radio, we couldn't do this without you. We love this. We love you for listening. Continue to be a part of it. I got more updates on me coming up later this week or in the next week, so stay tuned for those as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about, head on over to Instagram at ChairShotGreg. You'll see me talking about my job situation, my health situation with the chronic myeloid leukemia, which is the same thing Roman Reigns has, and so much more. You can get your updates there. So thank you for being a part of all of this. I am Greg DeMarco. This has been ChairShot Radio, and I want to remind you of one thing before we depart. You know what it is. Always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.